segment is we let him into the bunker. He's probably the biggest Stars fan up at the station, so I think it's worth having him on this morning. It's Chris from Sale.
He claims to be a big Stars fan.
What are you two lefties up to this morning?
Hey,
y'all still languishing in the five figs hinterlands?
Yeah, still doing
well, I'm killing it in the six figs ultra lounge. Man, dude, I've been selling the hell out of you guys lately.
Oh, good.
I sold an appearance where you guys need to travel out to do a ribbon cutting at a hog farm in Stephenville.
Okay,
cool with that?
We'll take it.
$100 each. $100 each.
That sounds pretty good.
Of course, after my $150 finder's fee, that means you guys will each get $25. That'll buy you guys a few nice dinners, though. I mean, know how y'all live. Can we please get back to hockey?
Yeah. Okay? Well, you're the one who got us away from hockey.
Dude, I haven't even gone to sleep yet. I'm so excited, man.
I didn't know you're such a Stars fan. I cannot believe it, man.
My Dallas Stars are going back to the Super Bowl, man. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I freaking love the Stars, man. I just flew back from the bubble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on my Dolce & Gabbana branded Gulfstream.
How did they let you in the bubble?
And I tell you, man, dude, Benzer and I were partying so hard after the game.
Benzer?
Yeah. Jamie Benn, you heard of him? He's on the team.
That's what we call him.
And I call him Benzer. But anyway, I haven't even gone to sleep, dude, because I don't want to miss a second of my kick-ass life. man, the party was so wild, Ja. You probably can't even relate to it, you know?
Yeah, probably not. So you were with
the
team?
A party that didn't involve your aunts and some, like, buttered scones and, you know, people coming over busy house. Oh, man, Dobie and I were, like, just totally chatting away in Russian all night because, you know, that's one of my languages. I speak 27 different languages.
You speak Russian.
Yeah, I speak every language basically in the world because, you know, the language of the world is money, all right?
Dobie
and I speaking Russian all night, man. We were just lining up Eastern Bloc honeys over the back of the couch in our suite, just working them like a telephone switchboard, you know, unplug here, plug in here,
Chris, stop it.
Nobody likes it when you do that.
I can't believe I'm only four games away from skating the cup again, man.
You are? Get the skating.
Oh, yeah, the Stars hired me as a hockey expert to kind of teach the guys how to do hockey better. They paid me chump change. It's like $100,000 or something. I don't know. Something that wouldn't even buy me a fourth car, but I did it for the love of the game. The love of the game, because I really love the game. But I worked with Jamie on puck fundamentals and skate mechanics.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah.
That guy's played hockey all of his life. Yeah, and you could actually help him with that?
Well, before this series, Jamie and I completely rebuilt his slap shot.
Really?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. He was like pronating on the supination at the top of his stroke.
What now?
And so I brought it. I told him, you know, you got to bring that in. I had him keep his head down and told him, you know, you really got to swing through your slap shot. That's the key. Yeah, it's the follow through and everything. But hey, can you guys look away for a second?
Sure.
Just kind of look over there at the other side of the room. I think I saw Wayne Gretzky over there or something. Are you looking over there? Okay, cool.
What was that?
Oh, God, yeah. I love the Stars,
What was
man.
That noise?
I'm thinking of starting like a Stars-themed restaurant, you know, with no food, just table service. And, like, you can park your car right at the table. And they'll bring out, like, top-shelf small batch vodka and serve you while you and your buddies sit on, like, these golden thrones that fly up in the air, you know. And then you can, like, eat all you want of these little bowls that are, like, imported from Peru, of these cool pretzels, except that they're not the ones that come in those little packages and you can't get open because you're holding your cell phone.
That makes no sense.
What are you?
Oh, my God.
I feel so alive. I'm going to live forever.
Wow. I knew he was charged up on something
out
this morning.
There he goes. Chris, the ultimate Stars fan, pumped up that they're headed to the Stanley Cup final.